We're reading from Talmud Esra Sfirot, Volume 6, Part 15, page Aleph Tav Shin Samech Bet, Arem Kuf Lamed Zayin. You can ask questions through Kabja TV. Selected questions will be heard during the lesson. Talmud Esra Sfirot, Volume 6, Part 15, page Aleph Tav Shin Samech Bet, Arem Kuf Lamed Zayin.
Read Kuf Lamed Zayin, but afterwards we'll move to questions and answers, because there are a lot of questions and answers, and there we can scrutinize things a lot more than what we can here.
Arim Kuf Lamed Zayin, meaning the matter of the first zivug, coupling of zone during their emanation, is not like the rest of the couplings which will come later. That Zivug wasn't below. Only Abba Ve'ima raised the Anpin to their share. And then they raised the Nukva in the meaning, and he brought her to Adam, man, where they coupled.
Meaning the Zivugim, you can divide them into many characteristics. One character of this division is that the first zivug that happened in Akta Abba Ve'ima, that Ziranpin rises, Nukva rose there, and then Abba Ve'ima made a zivug on them. Afterwards they descend and then make a zivug, Ziranpin on Malchut, instead of them. So let's go to question Nun Chet. Have we read that?
Question Nun Chet in page Aleph Taf Taf Lamed Chet. What is the Chek of Abba Ve'ima? When Zon rise to man to the Hechal, palace of Abba Ve'ima, are included in the Masach of Nehi of Abba Ve'ima, they are considered to have risen to the Chek of Abba Ve'ima, because Nehi are called Chek.
That's what we read just now in Kuf Lamed Zami. The third line, Ziranpin in the Chek, meaning instead of them, in Abba Ve'ima. Let's read Kuf Lamed Het, Klach, and there is more there.
Tafshin Samech Bet. However, all the rest of the Zivugim of Zon in the Bechina of Panim Bepanim, face to face, is below in that delay of Nukva, which is in the Echal of Nukva, where the Zeranpin descends to couple with her.
Meaning the Zivug isn't in Abba Ve'ima, but below, where it was made, inside the Nukva. Ziranpin enters inside the Nukva, and there it makes the Zivug.
And then, there wasn't yet man of Nukva which were scrutinized and corrected. And it turns out that the man's Malchut raised to Ziranpin, these are man of Bina, which served the Nukva. And by this man, Adam v'Chava emerged so superb, and they had a grip below, as we will explain. Again, Adam Kuf Lamed Chet. However, the rest of the Zivugim, couplings of Zon, face to face, Panim bePanim, is below in the home of the Nukva.
He, meaning Ziranpin, is going down in the house of delay,
which is the Hechal of the Nukva, where Ziranpin descends to couple with her. And then there wasn't yet man of Nukva which were scrutinized and corrected. It turns out that man with the man which Malchut raised to Ziranpin, they are the man of Bina,
not of themselves,
which served the Nukva, and through this man Adam v'Chava emerged so superb,
because that was the man of Bina, not man of itself,
and they had a grip below.
Now it's a little bit more understood what happened to them afterwards. Why a breaking? Why all other kinds of meorot that happened between them? Because Adam and Eve came out of the man of Bina and not of the true man from Malchut. Therefore, if they were as Malachim, Garden of Eden, you could talk about all kinds of things with them. But they had to descend from the level of Bina because they were born from the upper Abba Ve'ima. Therefore, we needed all these additions and corruptions, let's say. So let's read this now. Ayin Tet. Does this relate to us now or not? The answer, Ayin Tet.
Page Taftaf Membet. Question Ayin Tet. What are Mochin of Zer Anpin?
It is related. It's written in my book.
The Mochin which extend from Abba Ve'ima of Ab, they couple over the man of Mazlin, they are considered male Mochin, which is Zer Anpin, and the Nukva has no part in them, because these man are Matzcharim from the Yesod of Malchut, meaning the Bechina of Nukva, where the Zahar male is included with. Therefore, they belong only to Zer Anpin, which is Zachar, male. But the Nukva, female, receives the Mochin from Zer Anpin over the Malchut of Ima in the Rosh of Zer Anpin, which are the Mochin of the Nekeva, the female's Mochin. Meaning they emerge on the feminine part of Malchut.
Well, it's a bit hard for us. We'll learn that a bit later, because we're going to learn about the incorporation of Abba Ve'ima. Abba in Ima, Ima in Abba, how they incorporate, and they're included in one another, also in Zer Anpin and Nukva, one in another. Where's Eli Vinokur? He was with me yesterday asking about this incorporation, because in our book, he needed to clarify how chromosomes with us, X and Y, how they connect. Here's the foundation of that. Pei Dalet. Does that relate to us or not?
Page Aleph Taf Taf Mem Dalet. Question Pei Dalet. What are Man de Nukva, Panim be Panim, face to face?
Pei Gimel. Pei Gimel is more related, so let's do that one.
So page Aleph Taf Taf Mem Gimel, question Pei Gimel, what are man the Bina in Nukva? When the Nukva raises man with Zer Anpin to Abba Ve'ima to receive Mochin of the separation, there she receives the Mochin of Abde Mazla, which are the Bechina of male man. It is considered that the Nukva is using the man of Nehi of Bina by her incorporation in her Nehi. But the Nukva herself doesn't have a Bechina of man there, because these man are from the first restriction and the Bechina of Malchut of the first restriction, which is the Bechina of man of Nukva, was concealed in Radla. Only there it is, she is using man which are not her own, meaning man, then Mazal and Nake, which is the man of Ima of Ab as known.
Okay, we'll understand that more a bit later. Pei Dalet.
Pei Dalet, next page, Aleph Taf Taf Mem Dalet. What are man of Nukva, panim be panim, face to face? The man of Nukva, while she is panim be panim, they are from the Bechina of Malchut of Ima, which is now included in Mochin of Zer Anpin, which extends from Mazla. Well,
okay, let's continue. It will be understood a little bit later what we're reading now.
Page Aleph Taf Shin Samech Bet, Item Kuf Lamet Tet, the words of the Ari. When Mochin of Abba Ve'ima enters Zer Anpin, Abba has chub and chug, and correspondingly in Ima. And when they enter Zer Anpin, then Abba, his chokhmah and chesed join along to the chokhmah and chesed of Ima, and they clothe his nehi. His Bina and Gvura join along with Bina and Gvura of Ima in her Nehi. And then Abba ve'Ima are integrated from Ma and Bon.
Again,
Adam Kuf Lametet. When Mochin of Abba ve'Ima enters the Anpin, Abba has Chub and Chug, and correspondingly in Ima. And when they enter Zer Anpin, then Abba, his Chochma and Chesed, join along with the Chochma and Chesed of Ima, and they clothe his Nehi, and his Bina and Gvura join along with Bina and Gvura of Ima in her Nehi, and then Abba and Ima are included from Ma and Bon.
Barur? Clear? We have Abba. We have Ima. What does Abba have?
No.
Chochmah. And Chesed. And. Well, Amikim. Bina and Gvura. What does Ima have? Chochmah and Chesed. Bina and Gvura. He says this. Chochmah and Chesed of Abba and Chochmah and Chesed of Ima join together. And from that, what happens from that? Ma. Ma of Abba and Ima. And Bina and Gvura of Abba and Bina and Gvura of Ima. It's just like we do it in genetics. This becomes Bon of Abba and Ima. Okay? The relationship between them. This is like Malchut and this is like Zer Anpin. We see that in our world, really in everything. These are from male, these are from female, these parts connect like this and those parts connect like that. We get a result from this really in lots of things, in many styles of connections, in still, vegetative and animate. Here we're talking about the level of the speaking, the level of the souls. Onward.
There is inner light.
We have all Primi and also questions and answers. Maybe Pei Aleph, let's see. I like, first of all, questions and answers, where he says it very focused. If yes, so yes. If no, so no.
Page Aleph Taf Taf Mem Gimel, question Pei Aleph, what is Mazla, the name Ab?
No, we don't need that one. That can just confuse us. Let's read below.
We go back to page Aleph Tavshin Samech Bet, Adem Kuf Lametet, Inner Light. When Mochin of Abba ve'Ima enters the Anpin, then Abba, his Chochma and Chesed, join along to the Chochma and Chesed of Ima. Meaning, Abba has Ma and Bon, because he has the right side of the level of Bina of Ma and Vak of Chochma of Bon. And they are the Bechinot of his Chub Chug, because Chochma and Chesed, which are the right of Abba, they are the Bechina of his Ma. And Bina and Gvura, which are the left of Abba, they are the Bechina of his Bon. And similarly, Ima has Ma and Bon, because she has the left side of the level of Bina of Ma, and she has the lower Hay of Bina of Bon. and they are the bechina of her chub chug, because chokhmah and chesed are in her right. They are the bechina of maofima, and the benign gvura, which are her left, they are the bechina of bon of ima. When mochin of the neshama enters the anpin, they come from the coupling of Abba ve'ima. Nehi of Abba with his chub chug need to clothe Zer Anpin himself, meaning his right. And also Nehi of Ima with her chub chug, they have to clothe the nukva of the goof of Zer Anpin, which is his left side. And that is impossible, because only Abba ve'ima, which are special patsufim, each of them has ma and bon. But the Zer Anpin and the nukva in his goof, which are only one patsuf, the right of the patsuf, which is Zer Anpin, he is only ma. And the left of the patsuf, which is the nukva in his goof, she is only bon. And how can chub chub of Abba, which are ma and bon, can clothe Zer Anpin, which is completely just ma? And also, how can chub chug de ima, which are ma, her ma and bon, how can they clothe the nukva in the goof of Zer Anpin, which is completely bon?
Again, according to the law of equivalence of form, it can't be any other way. They need to divide and then connect according to the equivalence with the lower one.
And it is impossible that Zer Anpin will receive from Bon when he is completely Bon, and the nukva of his goof will get ma when they are completely Bon. Therefore, during the closing of Nei of Abba ve'ima in Zer Anpin and the nukva of his goof, the mochin of Bon are replaced with Mochin of Abba, which are the Mochin of his Gvura. They come to the Nehi of Ima, and Ma in the Mochin of Ima, which are Chochma and her Chesed, they come to Nehi of Abba. And in the Nehi of Abba there are two Bechinot of Ma, which are Chochma and Chesed of his and of Ima. And also in Nehi of Ima there are two Bechinot of Bon, which are Bina and Gvura of Abba and of themselves. And the Mochin, which are in the Nehi of Abba, they are all Ma, meaning twice Chochma and Chesed. And the Mochin in the Nehi of Ima, which are completely Bon, meaning twice Bina and Gvura. And then Nehi of Abba clothes Zer Anpin, which is completely Ma, and Nehi of Ima in the Nukva of his Guf, which is completely Bon. And this is what he says: then Abba, his Chochma and Chesed join along to the Chochma and Chesed of Ima, and they clothe his Nehi. And his Bina and Gvura join alone with the Bina and Gvura of Ima in her Nehi. Meaning, as explained, so that Nehi of Abba will be able to clothe on the right side of Zer Anpin, which is his own Bechina, which is completely Ma. And Nehi of Ima will be able to clothe on the left side of Zer Anpin, which is the Bechina of the Nukva of his Guf, which is completely Bon.
Are there questions? No. What do we have to ask Amikim? I don't understand.
I don't understand which Abba ve'ima he refers to. If he refers to the upper Abba ve'ima, or does he mean that Abba ve'ima, this is Ga of Bina, and Ima, this is Zat of Bina?
He's talking about those same parts of Bina that relate to Zon, that influence Zon. Clear?
So he's only talking about Yesud then, because only Yesud bestows.
Okay. You have a question of whether his Abba and Ima relate to the transferring of the internality to Zon, whether they also need, at their level, to divide. It's a question. I can't say anything about it. Here, in the meantime, it's not written about that. Ask in tension.
Yosef from the Jerusalem group is asking, what does it mean that Zer'an Pin descends to couple with the Nukva at work?
That we prepare the place that the Creator and creation will connect together in mutual bestowal one to another. That by our man from below, from the worlds of Bia, that we rise it from our broken kelim to Malchut, the Atzilut. It acts in such a way on Zer'an Pin de Atzilut, and then through that to Abba Ve'ima de Atzilut, and they begin operating the system from above, really, in return, and then thus this system is arranged in such a way, connects Bina, that Zer'an Pin and Malchut de Atzilut transfer their kelim to Abba Ve'ima, and Zer'an Pin and Malchut of Atzilut. Zer'an Pin is called Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Malchut is called Shechina, and they connect between each other because Abba Ve'ima above them, the upper system, determines that, and thus the souls at the end of it all receive the same form and fulfillment like Abba Ve'ima, like the upper Abba Ve'ima. Zon needs to resemble the Abba Ve'ima.
Adam Kuf Mem, the words of the Ari, page Aleph Taf Shin Samech Gimel. Before, Abba was completely Ma, and Ima was completely born. And now, when they were replaced and merged, therefore, while they entered Zer'an Pin, it turns out that the part of Chochma and Chesed of Abba are given to the Zachar, male, Ma of Zer'an Pin, and also the part of Chochma and Chesed of Ima, which are also the Bechina of Ma, as mentioned, but Bina and Gvura of Abba and Bina and Gvura of Ima, they are given to the female side of Zer'an Pin himself, which is called Malchut of his own Guf.
Again,
Arim Kuf Mem. Before, Abba was completely Ma, and Ima was completely Bon. And now, when they were replaced and merged, therefore, when they entered Zer'an Pin, it turns out that the part of Chochma and Chesed of Abba were given to the Zachar, male, Ma of Zer'an Pin, and also the part of Chochma and Chesed of Ima, which are also the Bechina of Ma, as mentioned, but Bina and Gvura of Abba and Bina and Gvura of Ima were given to the Nukva side of Zer'an Pin himself, which is called Malchut of his own Guf.
Now there's a question. Whether it's like this or whether there are other possibilities, that Zer'an Pin itself also has Ma and Bon. And also in Nukva could also be Ma and Bon. Because there can't be a Partsuf that doesn't have Ma and Bon. Therefore, where does Zer'an Pin get Ma from? Because it's completely Ma. So where does Bon get it from if there is no more Bon? All the Bonim are in Malchut, with all of its water in Zer'an Pin. With all of the Ma in Zer'an Pin, sorry. Yes? How do these chromosomes connect that come out from them? Meaning, if Zer'an Pin is only incorporated in Ma and not included in Bon, so how do they even exist? But there needs to be Ma and Bon in each one of them. There cannot be some creation, something that isn't included with Ma and Bon. If there was like that, then they would just have only male qualities and only female qualities. You can't have that. What, just light and just Kli, not light and Kli? No, so what do we do? Let's see. How does it happen in the spiritual roots? And then we can understand what happens with us, in our bodies, in our souls. Please.
Arim Kuf Mem, inner light. Before, Abba was completely Ma and Ima was completely Bon. Meaning, during the emergence of Mochin of Zeranpin in Abba V'Ima, then Abba V'Ima rise to Gar of Arichanpin and they couple over the man of Mazling. Then Abba became completely Ma, meaning that he receives the level of Chochmah of Ma, as they are the Gar of Arichanpin, and Ima is completely Bon, meaning she attains there the level of Chochmah of Bon by the bowing of Rosh of Atik to the place of the Rosh of Arichanpin. Therefore, during the coupling on the Mochin of Zeranpin, there isn't a Bechina of Bon in Abba at all, and he is completely Ma. And also, there is no Bechina of Ma in Ima, and she is completely Bon. And from here, the Ari proves that the Mochin do need to clothe Zeranpin. For Nehi of Abba has to clothe the Mochin of Abba during the Zivug coupling, which is completely Ma. And also Nehi of Ima need to clothe the Mochin of Ima during the Zivug coupling, which are completely Bon. However, during the descent of Abba v'Ima to their place from the Gaon downward of Arichanpin, then they return to the level of Bina of Ma, and again the Bon divides between Abba v'Ima. Abba takes Vak of Chochmah of Bon, and Ima takes the Lora Hay from Gvura and below of Bina of Bon as known. In the previous part, it was explained that Zeranpin doesn't receive the Mochin of Neshama from Abba v'Ima only after they return to their own place from the Garon downward of Arichanpin. It turns out that Abba is already included from Ma and Bon, and also Ima is already included from Ma and Bon. Therefore, it is perplexing. How can it be that Nehi of Abba, which need to clothe this Mochin which they had received for Zon above in the place of Gar of Arichanpin, which are completely the Bechina of Ma, how can they clothe them while Abba alone is already included from Ma and Bon? And also Ima has to clothe in her Nehi the Mochin which were all there in the Bechina of Bon, while she already descended to her place and her Mochin are already included from Ma and Bon. And here the Ari proves that it is necessary that the Mochin are replaced, that Bon of Abba, which is his Bina and Gvura, they come to the Nehi of Ima. And Ma of Ima, which are her Chochmah and Chesed, they come to the Nehi of Abba.
Still, there's no solution to what we talked about earlier. How could it be that Zon of Zeranpin and Bon and Bon, where it's included of Ma and Bon? We have to finish the lesson there. We'll continue it. And you see that there are things here very current and actual in our state.
We'll move on to the next part of the lesson, but we'll sing a song together first.
Shabbat.